Welcome to this podcast on how to successfully implement annual wellness visits in your practice. Today we have Dr. Robert Pedowitz from Family Practice of Centra State. So I'll turn the podcast over to Dr. Pedowitz.
Hello. I am the chairman of ACOFP's Alternative Payment Model Committee, and I am also the medical director of Family Practice of Centra State, located in Freehold, New Jersey, and I am also the president and owner of Pedowitz Medical Consulting. I'm going to spend time today discussing annual wellness visits, including their background and how to successfully implement them into your practice. What is the annual wellness visit, otherwise known as the AWV? Pursuant to the Affordable Care Act, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, expanded medical coverage for Medicare recipients to allow for an individual annual wellness visit, including personalized prevention plan services for an individual who is no longer within 12 months of the effective date of his or her first Medicare Part B coverage period and has not received an initial preventative physical examination, or IPPE, or Welcome to Medicare exam within the past 11 months. The purpose of the annual wellness visit is to help Medicare Part B patients in maintaining health and preventing or slowing chronic disease processes, and to encourage healthy lifestyle habits. The annual wellness visit can be conducted by the physician, a physician assistant, nurse practitioner, clinical nurse specialist, licensed health professional, or health educator. Check with your individual state regulations regarding who may perform this service. The initial annual wellness visit is comprised of three components: history, patient assessment, orders, and counseling. History. The Health Risk Assessment, or HRA, which is a questionnaire that can be designed for a patient to self-assess how he or she is doing with chronic disease, injury risk, modifiable risk factors, and urgent health needs. This may be done before or during the visit. The goal is to identify and reduce health-related risk factors. A complete medical and family history is also required. A complete list of all medical providers and suppliers, as well as a current list of all medications, supplements, and vitamins should be reviewed. Additionally, screening tests should be done for depression, fall risk, functional ability, and safety. Include questionnaires for these screening tests and assess for activities of daily living and timed get up and go or TUG test. Patient assessment. This is not a physical examination, though this may be done if you choose. You only need to perform a blood pressure, height, weight, body mass index, and cognitive exam. The cognitive exam can be simply a clock drawing test. Pending the patient performance, you may also consider doing other cognitive exams, such as memory tests or the mini mental status exam. Additionally, other screenings should include for depression, fall risk, functional ability, and safety. Orders and counseling. Provide the patient with a personalized written schedule for covered health services and immunizations per USPSTF and ACIP, or the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, that are expected to be needed for the patient in the next 5 to 10 years. Provide the patient with a written list of conditions and risk factors for which a treatment is being recommended to him or her. Provide the patient with personalized health advice based on the patient's age and health status. You may recommend health education and prevention programs. Give the patient information about preparing an advanced directive or practitioner order for life-sustaining treatment or post form. This is called voluntary advanced care planning. Also, if the patient has a living will or power of attorney or already had an advanced directive, please ask him or her to provide a copy to be included in his or her medical record. The subsequent annual wellness visit is comprised of three components: history, patient assessment, orders, and counseling. The patient must have had an initial annual wellness visit at least 11 months prior. History. The HRA, medical and family history, must be updated and documented. Screening tests for depression, fall risk, functional ability, and safety should also be done. The patient assessment. Only need the blood pressure and weight, as well as a cognitive exam on this assessment. Orders and counseling. An updated written schedule from a prior annual wellness visit. Provide the updates for written conditions, risk factors, treatments, and recommended interventions for the patient. Also, provide updated personalized health advice. How long does an annual wellness visit take to complete? I recommend scheduling 40 minutes. This time frame can be streamlined depending on how you wish to operate. For example, you could have patients complete certain documents, such as the health risk assessment and the complete contact information for all their specialists prior to their actual visit. How do you code for visit, and what is the estimated reimbursement? The initial annual wellness visit is coded as G0438, and the subsequent annual wellness visit is coded G0439. The reimbursement for each may vary by region, but the range for an initial AWV is approximately $160 to $175 with an RVU of 4.89, and for a subsequent AWV is approximately $110 to $120 with an RVU of 3.26. If other services need to be provided during the annual wellness visit, such as a procedure or an acute problem, and the service is separate and distinct, then the appropriate modifier, 25, for example, needs to be used and appended to the proper evaluation and management code, such as 99213. Also, it is recommended to have the patients sign an Advanced Beneficiary Notice, or ABN, form in case the additional service is not covered. How do you implement annual wellness visits into your practice? Determine how many eligible Medicare patients you have for this service. Then, determine how you want to schedule these patient visits. For example, do you want to schedule a couple per day, several per day, or even hire someone to do them for you, such as a mid-level provider or an outside consulting company? Then you want to contact the patients to schedule the appointment. Many patients may not understand what is included with the annual wellness visit. Therefore, you should prepare a script for your staff to share with the patient, and you should prepare a letter that you can send to the patient either in traditional mail or via another format, such as the patient portal or SMS messaging. The script should briefly explain what the visit includes. Be sure to mention that the annual wellness visit is highly recommended by Medicare and it is a free visit. This does help with successfully scheduling your patients. Once the appointment is confirmed, consider sending forms, such as the HRA and physician specialist contact list, ahead of time, or have patients complete during the visit, pending your preference. You want to assign tasks for your staff to make the visit efficient and successful. For example, you could have your receptionist handle all of the intake forms, your medical assistant administer and review the clock drawing test and or mini mental status exam, and review all health maintenance and preventative services needed. You can dictate what you want your staff doing to make the experience a good one for your patient, for your staff, and for you. You want to keep a checklist handy for the appointment to ensure all items needed to be completed during the annual wellness visit are checked off. Before the patient leaves, make sure he or she has a summary of what he or she needs to do per your recommendations. Also, plan on scheduling any follow-up appointments as well as the next annual wellness visit. Why is doing the annual wellness visit important? The visit can help you learn a lot more about your patient than a standard office visit. Additionally, it will assist you, your patient, and his or her family members or caregivers in identifying potential conditions that would adversely affect his or her health. From a quality performance standpoint, CMS, including alternative payment models, advanced alternative payment models, and MIPS ATMs, as well as other programs including accountable care organizations and value-based payment programs, are reviewing to see if physicians are performing annual wellness visits. The visits are not difficult. They provide value, and they prove a great way to help boost and maintain your practice. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me or Debbie Saracen, Manager, Practice Enhancement and Quality Reporting for ACOFD.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Pedowitz, for that excellent information and overview on annual wellness visits. Thank you for tuning in, and we invite you to visit the podcast channel on the ACOFP.org website for other topics.